Both came down with it, but Ginter came in on the front. 10 for the Pirates at the new full 34 yard line.
Yeah, it looks like Aaron played my defensive back there. That was awesome. That it almost looked like Aaron started from the new foul defender, but nevertheless, first down right here and see what happens.
Kraft is under center, same formation. And it's a little pass out to number two, Travis Esmaker. Screen pass to the left, but here comes the Nouvelle defense. And they caught him in the backfield for a loss of three.
I like the call there. Definitely an aggressive Nouvelle defense right there. So maybe, you know, have him rush against Eli and that and then drop it off to Esmaker. But they were having none of it right there. And it looks like, yeah, like you said, about a loss of about four or five there. So
brings up a loss of five for the Pirates back on their own. The Nouvelle 38-yard line, second and 15. Same formation, wing T to the right, and Ginter in the slot receiver. Number 45, Steve Klasky, right down the middle, has room to run. That's more like the Pirate offense we saw in the regular season. He gains about 15 yards. He's right at the sticks. It could be a first down, no sign yet. And there it is. First down for the Pirates. A gain of 16 on the play for Sloan Klasky. Shot right down the middle of the Nouvelle defense.
Just when you think that the Harbor Beach rush offense is dead, they roll off a 17-yard gain right there and got themselves a first down and almost in the Nouvelle red zone right now. So see if they can get out of
48-minute first quarter. Setting Nouvelle 7. Harbor Beach nothing. But they are now in the red zone. 23-yard line of Nouvelle. Harvey trying to score for the first time tonight. Kraft on center is a handoff to number 8, Tyler Kruger. Nothing going there. He's trying to roll to the right. Gets made to the original line of scrimmage. Maybe has a yard on play. He's up to a 2-yard line right in the middle between the hashes. And 22 seconds remain in this one.
Yeah. It seems like a battle of defense. You just don't have one defender getting that ball. Really about 6 or 7 on bottom. And wasn't going anywhere for that.
Gain one on the play for half Kruger. It's back at 9 with 5 seconds remaining. Looks like there's going to let the one run out. We'll see in the second quarter. So as both teams go up to meet with their coach, half the first quarter of the score, hanging about 7. Harbor Beach nothing, but Harbor Beach starting to show little sign of hope. Here's you to WLBW.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motor Sales in Caro. If you think the F-150 V6 EcoBoost is awesome, now Ford has come out with a 4-cylinder EcoBoost in the Explorer and the Edge. These vehicles sit up off the ground and are easy to get in and out of. The Explorer gets up to 33 miles per gallon, and the Edge gets up to 36 miles per gallon. The future for fuel economy is here. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at More Motor Sales just west of Caro on M81, or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
We are back
years.
Here in Saginaw. Saginaw Nouvelle leads 7-0 over the Pirates. The Pirates on the 22-yard line of Nouvelle territory. And this is a handoff right up the middle. Nothing much going there.
Yeah. Back again, it looks like a loss of about 1 and 2 there. So it looks like about 39.
According to the spot, no gain of those. So brings up 3rd and 9 for the Pirates. They are on the Nouvelle 22-yard line after a pass on a 3rd-down completion from Aaron Ginther for the yards. There we go. Wing T to the right. Ginther in the slot receiver to the right. Kraft looking back to pass. Has time. Now he's going to keep it for himself on 3rd down. He's rolling to the right. There's 2 more tackles. Nouvelle. No gain, gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Freestyle screen up 4th and 8 at the 21-yard line.
Yeah, it was smaller by the first one downfield. I think he only had 2 years going out for route there. So, I mean, just talking ran, just saw you could pick up there a couple of yards, too. I mean, it's not, but then you're in 4 down territory, right? You're so, Guys, it almost looked like he was on the sidelines there, but there was actually two or three more Nouvelle players waiting for him there, and good stop by Nouvelle right there. Harvey showed some signs of moving the ball there, so I mean, it's the offense is still alive, and we'll see if the defense can pick it up and get a big stop here in the second quarter.
With this Nouvelle offense, it's not if they'll score, it's when they'll score, and trying to contain them as much as possible. 10:34 remains. Nouvelle leading 7-0 after stopping Harbor Beach in the red zone. Slot receiver each way, two men in the backfield. And we have... And it's a handoff to from Bukowski to... Looks like number 6, Emmett.
Yeah, defense got into the backfield right there. And like what you said, it's not really when they're going to... Or not if they're going to score, but when they just... They're so dynamic of an offense, really. They got speed. They got strength right there. But Harvich got in the backfield right there, stopped him in that. Harvich has had, they stopped him once. You know, Nouvelle had that long 64-yard run. Stop there. That brings up 2nd and 9 right here, and we'll see what the defense has got.
2nd and 8 for the Nouvelle Panthers. One-man backfield trips to the right, and this is a number 6, Bennett Lewis once again. And he's out to the 35-yard line. That's a gain of 13, and it brings up another first down for the Nouvelle Panthers.
Yeah, corner got sealed in there. The end couldn't get out there, and because of that, he was able to get the sidelines run down there for a good gain, and Nouvelle first down.
1st and 10. Take it.
Okay. 1st and 10 for Nouvelle right here. They're out of shotgun, two wide receivers close to us, one on the far side of the field. And it looks like he's passing. And a drop. Drop by 20 there. Hit him in the hands right there. Incomplete pass. It'll be 2nd and 10 on the Nouvelle 36. Yeah, they had a streak right down the middle of the field on the right hash. Hit him in the numbers, and I just couldn't bring out with him. I don't know if he heard footsteps or what, Clark. Second and 10, same formation. Two wide receivers close to us, one on the far side of the field. Under center now. Pitch, reverse to 8. He's got a hole. Bounces it to the outside. And pushed out of bounds at about the Nouvelle 45.
We got a 3rd down. There's a flag on the play. Sorry, that's a phone with the studio there at this moment. We apologize for that. We're going to try to work this thing out at halftime. And hold against the Panthers. The only thing with that, it didn't even happen. It's going to push them back to the nearest and spot the ball, and it's ready. The line is firm. So it's going to push them back to the 25-yard line. It's going to be a 2nd and 20.
Yeah, it looked like tight end got a little jersey there. I think it was not Sutherland there. Good play to Nouvelle on that create the net, but you can't do that. It'll be bad. And it's good sign for Harbor Beach right there. And 2nd and 20 right now.
And 2nd and 20 for Nouvelle Panthers. But it's they can cover quickly and out this formation. All the ball in the backfield in the shotgun. Receives a lie each way, 2nd and 20. He's looking back to pass, and he does. Almost hit the numbers of number 47 in what jersey? Number 47, Aaron Gither, but it was a bullet. He couldn't even hang on to it, so it brings up 3rd down. Harbor Beach defense read that quite well, but couldn't bring it in. So it brings up 3rd and 20 from the 25-yard line. Again, we apologize for the technical difficulties we're having right now. It's a little staticky as we're here, but we apologize. We just should sit in the going to be towers back to running all the way back to Kitchen and then Paddock. 20 now for the Panthers, and it looks like they're going to try and they're going to knock this one over before they're going to go for it. So, a timeout for Panthers, third and 20.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Parker, and 10-point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories.